Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser, speaking, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in. As I'm sure you know by now, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum every day of the week, and I share them with you lucky people. For the listeners who cannot keep up with a daily dose of stop you in your tracks satire, on a Saturday I give you this roundup of the best moments from the week previous. Today's episode marks the 31st of October of the year 2020 and the 305th episode of 2020, this most notable of leap years. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through news from Josh Gondelman, Tiff Stevenson and Alison Spittle, as well as the brilliant Alice Fraser. But we start proceedings with Monday's episode, episode number 300, part one of an Andrew Zaltzman doubleheader, as he waffled on about Belgium in an episode which contained some very ridged Alice Fraser jokes.
Belgium, quite quietly but cleverly, is trying to raise its profile as an international nation, quite literally actually, because with a highest point of just 694 metres above sea level, Belgium's long been scorned by mountain aficionados and altitude fans. And it's lacked the propensity for high-profile natural catastrophes that other countries enjoy. So Belgium has sought to remedy both these shortcomings by purchasing a volcano from Chile, which, let's be honest, has got more than a few to spare. So that purchase has just gone through in the last week, and Calaqui, the 3,164-metre-high stratovolcano from the Biobío region, which, of course, last erupted in 1980, is going to be installed on the outskirts of Ghent over the next 3 years. So that should liven up Belgian life, I think. I mean, it hasn't had a major eruption for a while, but just it being there, I think, will add a frisson to Belgian national life.
Now to Tuesday in episode 301, when tech bajillionaire and disruptor Josh Gondelman had some things to get off his chest, or extensive protruding lobbying arm, about voter fraud in the US election. The episode also featured some groundbreaking and disrupting Alice Fraser punchlines.
Look, voter fraud, I don't consider it fraud. I think about it as optimizing democracy, right? Because what's more efficient than one person voting several times? I have, as I've mentioned before on the show, an extensive lobbying arm. It's physically very thick and it protrudes from my back. And it's fleshy and muscular. And it kind of makes a fist and menaces at government agencies that don't do my bidding. And thanks to advanced analytics, I now understand who my lobbying arm can reach, not just physically, but with its message. And so if I analyze who my message has reached and what demographics they're in, logically, I have the information of who they should be voting for on issues I'm lobbying on. So, i.e., e.g., etc., if I file ballots on their behalf because my terms of service of using my programming signs over their right to vote, why is that a problem? It's statistically sound and it's temporally efficient.
On Wednesday's episode, episode number 302, Triple Threat's Tiff Stevenson reminded us that pop stars are still out there. They do exist and they're busy on social media. As you'd expect, Wednesday's episode contained some supernova Alice Fraser comedy.
Britney has sort of been worrying people on Instagram with her videos because she's under this strict conservatorship. So there's been a lot of talk about freeing Britney. And I wondered myself, I saw a couple of videos. I'm like, is Britney okay? Then I saw a boyfriend and I was like, Britney's okay. He looks like a Calvin Klein model sculpted from wet, horny clay. Like, it's ridiculous. Britney's fine. Don't worry about Britney, guys. She's got a beach. She's got a horny man. She's doing well. So, you know, that's on the ladies' front. And then on the male pop star front, you know, Kanye's no longer running for president. Kanye came out as being, you know, pro-life, so anti-choice, but it is okay for him to select the fetus of his child and use a surrogate, like, you know, because he wouldn't want to play God or anything. Noel Gallagher out and about trying to have a full-on fist fight with the virus. If I get it, I get it. You know, so there's a full range of lunatic behavior happening with our pop stars at the moment. So they just say, never meet your idols, unless it's Billy Idol, in which case I don't know what the rules are.
On Thursday's episode, episode number 303, Andrew Zaltzman returned for his second appearance of the week when he reported on how parents have coped with spending more time with their children that otherwise might have been outsourced to schools. Naturally, the episode also featured some educational Alice Fraser material.
Working from home has been, you know, the big change during this COVID year. And there's a loophole in the law, certainly in Britain, which means that children can actually work from home because industrial labour laws don't apply in your own home out here in Britain. An Englishman's home is not only his castle, but also his factory and his office building. And as a result of this, that kids can now work from home, many call centres are cutting costs by using children as young as three, who can be paid simply with crisps and sweets, to use their parents' landlines to answer calls and deal with customer complaints about faulty electrical products, insurance claims, offers of free seeds from gardening magazines that turned out to contain fast-growing, house-ruining, invasive Japanese knotweed and, on occasion, triffids. Also, there have been complaints from people who've called NHS helplines to report ailments or inquire about symptoms, and have been responded to by some of these young children, you know, aged, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, with advice such as, Teddy can kiss it better. Ugh, that's disgusting. And on some occasions, I don't know what an endoscopy is, let alone whether it was a good idea to try doing one on yourself at home using a webcam.
And to wrap up the week, former flapjack lumberjack and mindfulness coach Alison Spittle joined Alice for a special spooky Halloween episode of The Last Post. Needless to say, this episode also included some revenant jokes from the creepy Alice Fraser.
What are you dressing up as this year for Halloween, Alice?
I'm dressing up as a sexy podcaster.
Oh, that's every day of the year, baby. That's every day of the year. Yeah, I was thinking I wanted to maybe be an inspiration to other women. So I'm dressing up as a sexy UNICEF ambassador. So it's titillating yet inspirational. That is my daily dress sense anyway. But do you know, there is genuinely, in the other dimension, they got sexy hand sanitizer costume, which a man has offered me sexy hand sanitizer before, but then I called the police in a public place. He was dispensing it himself, and it was...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Does smell like chlorine, but it doesn't seem sanitary. The texture's off.
It took quite a long time for him to dispense as well. And then he said, it doesn't happen to me normally. And I was like, I can't wait all day, sir. I gotta get the tube. And I have to go.
And finally, as you are such keen fans of Andrew Zaltzman, your exclusive bonus content this week comes from the celebrity himself. He had so much to give that we kept some tasty morsels aside for you to heat through and enjoy today.
Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity, just back from a whirlwind tour of all of the reality television shows on all cable channels. Andrew Zaltzman, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Alice. Yeah, it was, I managed to do, in the space of a week, I appeared for, and to get the world record, I had to be in the show for a minimum of 10 seconds. It was in 54 different shows in a week, and all raising money for charity. Me, sorry.
Well, I think that my favourite one was where you appeared in the episode of The Bachelorette as the rose, and suddenly a very heavy burden for one young lady to bear.
Well, yes. I mean, that's, I guess, been a motif for my life in many ways. So, it seemed almost felt like all the circles joining together to form a bigger circle, if that makes sense.
Not even a little bit, but coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in children news.
Got a new, well, Halloween-themed reality show this week, Haunted and Horny, in which 10 extremely attractive young people are holed up in a haunted house and have to find love, shall we call it, by which we mean raw animal carnality, whilst also being genuinely haunted by some of the world's most terrifying spectres.
Yes, yeah, there was some controversy there about the game that involved finding the least haunted erection.
I guess I was always doomed to be controversial, particularly with some of the ghosts that we had, including some of the horniest figures from history, some of whom died in flagrante and have been basically carrying around haunted erections for their entire afterlives.
Every erection is haunted if you think about it long enough.
I'll take your word for that.
And thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. If you haven't already done so, then subscribe to the feed, tell your friends, buy some merch. There are still Bob the Sentient Trash Island / Dwayne the Rock Johnson 2020 t-shirts available via buglepodcast.com if you look in the merch tag. If you've missed any episodes, there's still time to make it right. Go look back in our feed, all ready for your ears, mind and heart, and relive this wonderful year. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's ALLITERATIVE. Or also at patreon.com/AliceFraser, where you can subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can also get free downloads of all of my specials if you pay some money. And look there for all of the latest news on everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter, as we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.